Now, some of you might know there's a new taco stand in town called Talkeetna Taco, and John and his partner Tim Hennick have opened it up on Cinco de Mayo. How was that opening for you?
Opening was fantastic. We had a great turnout from all of the locals, and we sold out of food in only 4 hours.
Well, that's sure indicative of what might be coming this summer. You guys are going to be very busy.
We're hoping so.
Well, you know, it's wonderful to have a real taco stand in Talkeetna. I've often had to travel as far as Anchorage to Taco King is my favorite. And I always think of you can evaluate the quality of a taco stand by the freshly made salsas. Now, do you guys cut up your salsas and all that by hand?
Yes, we make our own salsas. We've got two different varieties. One of them is a green salsa that will go on most of the tacos. And then we have one that is very dangerous, very spicy. If you want something really hot, we can burn you.
Is this talking about habanero peppers?
I don't want to give away any of the secret recipes, but it is spicy.
All right. Well, what are some of the other tacos and varieties on your menu?
Today we have two different tacos available. We have a carnitas and carne asada tacos, and we've also got really good vegetarian options.
Well, that sounds delicious. You're making me hungry, and it's not even 10 o'clock yet. Well, how did it come about for you and your partner, Tim, to start a taco stand in Talkeetna?
Tim and I are both taco lovers, and we decided that we needed some tacos, and we decided to share tacos with the rest of Talkeetna, too.
You know, you can't go wrong with a taco. You know, I think that the corn tortillas and flour tortillas are a fixture on our refrigerator shelf, and you can always put something in one of those with a little cheese, and it's a good meal for you. So it's great to know that we've got Talkeetna Taco, and it's in downtown Talkeetna at the end of Main Street by the river.
Come on down. We'll put a taco in your face.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time now. How about the paint job on your taco wagon? That really is a snazzy-looking trailer you've got.
Well, we didn't want to be an eyesore at the end of Main Street, so we hired local artist Sarah Dredd to put some artwork on it, and she did a fantastic job. And we'd like everybody to come down and take a look at it.
You know, tell me, do you like going to Mexico and testing out the different Mexican foods down there?
Well, I was born and raised just north of Mexico, and I made several trips down there in college eating food.
Well, that really makes sense. There's a real inspiration of someone who's long-time taco eater decided to make a business out of tacos.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. You know, it's nice to have a little variety, a little spice to life. And do you guys wear goggles when you're cutting up the peppers and stuff so your eyes don't water?
It gets pretty hot in there sometimes.
I bet so. Well, it's good that you're by the river there. You guys give your employees a little break. They can go, you know, on your way down to view Denali at the end of Main Street, look at the Susitna River. And I guess the river just broke out a couple days ago for upper part of the river, I guess. So the ice was coming down. People were real excited about that.
Yeah, it was really exciting and fun to watch.
Did you have to put a temporary clothes checking out river ice?
You know, we're really concerned right there. I was concerned that the ice might come all the way up to the taco truck. But fortunately, it's on wheels. We could move it if we had to.
Well, that is good planning, John. Well, we wish you lots of luck and have a lot of fun. And for those interested in a little spice to your day or your weekend, go on down to Talkeetna Taco.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.